Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Oh, Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Welcome to paradise. Welcome to paradise. Oh, I love starting with Green Day. Because I just don't appreciate it, you know? Today, I'm just like, ooh, that sounds good.
Did you go surfing yesterday, too? Are you all pumped because you had a really nice, beautiful day?
No, I did some home stuff. Dick and Chumley came over, and we worked out some stuff. He did some math, you know. Super, super exciting. Dick's good. He's such a great guy. He really is. I think I bug him. I mean, you know, I constantly
Do you think that?
I do. I do think that. I do. I think he really likes Chumley, my husband, John.
Uh-huh.
Of the Dick and Chumley show. But I think that, you know, at one point they're discussing something and I come walking in from elsewhere. And he's like, just wait. Just wait for it. And I'm like, it's like, of course I'm going to have an opinion. It's my house too. Jerk. But it was, you know, I'm excited by that kind of thing. You know, figuring things out and
Are on another project is what you're getting at.
Well, we have this stairway that has these open rungs on it, and they're and it's scary. Well, we're gonna figure out a way to weld these things so that there's some support underneath these wooden stair treads that are open to the front. Like it's like, I don't know, kind of a creaky stairway. I just want to make it safe, you know. I like to not be scared when I go upstairs, so you know, I think we're going to do that. Anyway, right. How was surfing?
I had a really great day yesterday. Absolutely. You know what I did? Can I... Let me get off that
please,
for one
there's,
second.
There's...
Hello.
Hello.
I'm not sure if we missed it last weekend or if we're about to miss it this weekend, but this is outside lands time. Does anybody know when we missed
it? Would
like,
be,
when?
It would be this weekend, I think, right?
Coming up, right?
Oh, that's... terrible.
Hello.
This weekend, this year is. It's
the hits just keep coming.
They really do. Honestly, I wish you hadn't reminded me of that because I'm not like a big outdoor festival person. That's not like my scene really. Although you know, I've had fun at Bottle Rock a few times, which is a tenth the size of you know Outside Lands. But people love that, and people look forward to it all year. Like, when those tickets go on sale, before they've even announced who's playing, they're sold out. Like, it's about the experience, and I lament that, you know, that and so many other things. Like, every plan you had for this summer, you know, back in the olden days, 2019, you're like, this summer, we're gonna... No, you're not. That's not happening.
Right.
I'm sorry to say.
In the news, I have some places that are local-ish, travelable, that you can go visit if you need to get away from your house before you lose your flipping mind. So I'll give that to you in the news. But yeah, I was reminded that it's Outside Lands time. And then I pulled up a calendar and went, oh, we would have either just missed it or we're just about to miss it. And I just thought... Oh man,
this year is it's a hard one, you know. I hope that we look back on it years from now and go, remember that one time we were all locked down in our houses and like you know have you know that we pulled something positive out of it, maybe you know, like well I got you know so much work done and it was incredible.
I've made use of it for sure. So you know. I'm about to sign a refi, and I feel like that's been wouldn't have happened any other way. The only reason I was able to, you know, gather the energy to get it done was because I wasn't having to leave the house all the time. Otherwise, I'd say, you know what? That's for people who can handle stuff. I can't.
Yeah.
No.
Well, listen, refiing, if you know, it's a great way to save some money. You know, that's a great thing to
Agreed.
Do. And so it's a, I'm glad you did it. And I think that, you know, yes, it is a gigantic, ginormous pain in the ass.
Right.
It really is. And it's mostly about, like, you know, they do all the work. But you have to provide all kinds of paperwork and there's all kinds of crap to sign. And they have these, like, I don't know, these days, because we did one right, we were in the middle of one when we went into lockdown mode. And it's just every day there's 50 emails in there. Click here to DocuSign this thing and that thing and this whole, you know, loan tracker. It's like, oh boy. Well, I signed up for this. And in the end, you pay less money. So
right. No, they've done a good job, but they've also been, you know, obviously affected by the pandemic, as everyone has. And it's taken way longer than it was supposed to. And I'm not here trying to bitch about it. I just want to, you know, drive this thing home.
Yep.
Let's get this done. I'm ready to sign. And so that happens. And that wouldn't have happened, though, had we not been in this position. Because I would never have had the mental space
fortitude
to deal with it. Yeah, I just wouldn't. I would say, no, I got, here's my priorities list, and there's just no time.
Right.
But there has been time.
There has been. It's almost like, while you have an excuse for almost everything, there are certain things that it's like, well, that can't be put off anymore. You know? I'm kind of a recluse anyway. Like, I love being just at home. And,
I know.
But I don't want to go anywhere. Get in the car and go somewhere. I don't want to do that. So on that part, it's nice. But then, like, what I like to do at my home is have my drummer and my bass player and other guitar player come over. Like, I want to rock the F out. And it's sad because it's, you know, I'm playing the drums. Poor John. I feel so, you know, I'm such a great drummer. Poor guy. And, you know, there's no bottom on it. I got no bass player unless John plays bass.
Right.
I wish I could make my kid rock out with us. I just, you know, it's like, it's things like that. Like, yes, I love everything about my house and I love to be here. And now I want my friends to come over.
Well.
And that ain't happening.
No, it's not.
And there's just, like, it's almost like a bubbling state of fear, too. Like, you sort of tentatively make a plan. And, like, we had plans to do some fun thing last weekend after we had done 2 weeks of a total shutdown. And then the people that we were going to do it with were like, okay, well, our daughter's best friend's dad has COVID. And she saw him on Sunday and we saw her on Tuesday. And so we're getting tested and we're back in lockdown. I'm like, all right, see you in a couple weeks.
Well, Maybe. Good for them that they were responsible enough to do that, because that's one of the issues is people who say, I
don't know, I'm fine.
I have FOMO, it's real, and I can't stay in, and it doesn't matter that I may get people around me. And look, there's still plenty of people also who are like, this is a hoax, you know that, right? I'm like, no, it's not. Go to the hospital, would you please?
Yeah, go talk to like someone who's at the hospital, someone who works there, and
tell
ask them
that
if it's a hoax.
Right. Tell them that. They want to hear that from you so they can punch you.
Yes. They're looking for a face to punch. I mean, they're, you know. So please help our healthcare workers by heading to the hospital with your conspiracy theories.
With your hoax nonsense, right.
And I even like the people who formerly called it a hoax, then got it and survived it and went, it's not that bad. Yeah, okay, it wasn't bad for you. You lived.
Right.
Congratulations.
Well, anyway, we're all doing the right thing, and that's good, and it sucks to be reminded about. And Bryn, by the way, is, look, because of the baby, I haven't been to outside lands in, I don't know, two outside lands I've missed, maybe more.
Yeah.
Bryn seems to get to all of them. He's been to a lot. I think you've been to more than I have by now, right?
Yeah, every single one.
Yep.
Oh, you've been to every single one?
Yeah.
Do you take your baby?
And I've seen him there, too, for sure.
I'm looking up outside lands, and it looks like there is going to have something. They're doing inside lands this year. The same.
What?
Yeah, that's weird. I'm not
it
sure
sounds
exactly
awesome.
What it's about. So it's a
I'm already living inside lands, Bryn. Thank you.
It's a festival at my house. Everyone's dirty. The music is too loud.
It's exclusively on Twitch, and it is August 28th and 29th for...
And is it the band that we're going to perform, like doing stuff in their houses?
It doesn't have a lineup for me. I'm trying to figure out who's playing and what it's
about. It's just
about,
a place to meet. Just let's all meet on Twitch and reminisce about Outside Lands past and future.
12 years of their history.
Oh, maybe so they're playing old performances or something.
Oh, that might be what they do. Sure.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
They've got years and years of recorded performances. Well, anyway,
watch that and cry.
I thought that was something that right now the Bay Area would be brimming or recovering. One way or the other. I'm not sure what I couldn't find it quickly and easily, the date that has been canceled. So I don't know if it was this or last weekend.
Well,
anyway.
Maybe make that, you know, just a thing to look forward to. We're going to, you know, I was talking, Lindsay, who is our sales manager, Lindsay, hi. You can call her and place advertisement with us. If radio advertisement works, 415-765-4000. So she'd reached out to us yesterday. And so she and I had a little back and forth and we're just talking about how, like, normal is going to look different. Like, people are really finding out what is working, things that are working for them in this new thing we're doing right now that they're going to carry forward, and like how business is going to change. And, you know, people who hate their commute maybe aren't going to have to do that, at least not every day. Like, maybe some stuff will get rearranged out of this that we can find a silver lining at the end of it all. Once there's a vaccine and everyone feels safe to, you know, more or less go back out into the world. I mean, it's just going to take so. If you'd told me in March that I'd still be worried about this in August, even though I knew it was happening, I thought no, you wouldn't be. But it's ongoing.
I think
we'll continue.
We'll bounce right back from this. And by the way, I mail ordered a bunch of Russian vaccines, so I'm super excited.
Thank you. You're the best customer.
Yeah, I will send you guys each one, and we'll get ourselves taken care of. And
are you
going to
try it out on Isla first? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to try it on my kids first, if that's all right.
Okay. I'm going to have to. I don't know how many I got, but I'm hoping I have enough for all. Okay.
We send you a whole case. You're good. Okay. Pass out to all your friends and family. They love it. Works like charm. So,
goddamn stupid.
No, trust us. We're Russian.
I gave it to my kid, my daughter. What the hell?
I know it's safe because my child lives. Don't worry. I know. Who the F says that?
Give to daughter. Like, what?
Like, honestly, if there was ever a what moment with Vladimir Putin, that's the one. Don't worry.
Say,
I know. I test on my own family.
It's great. No problem. Well, he says, I gave it to my daughter. What a dick.
I know. Vladimir Putin.
I trust these guys. Take it. You. Yeah. Yes, you take it.
You beloved
them.
Daughter. Here, I give you shot.
Holy crap. Sorry. Anyway. Right. So I ordered the vaccine and
great.
Should all be good
well,
in a minute.
Well, I can't wait to hear how Isla does with it. let us know. Or maybe you want to test it on Hulk Baby. I don't know. I mean, you know, at least Isla can wipe herself, you know.
Oh, man, last night.
Yes.
So, Talia is our good friend's daughter, and she received confirmation. I'm not sure which one.
Is she 13?
Yes.
Then, yes, confirmation. Are you guys, is she Catholic? Or
yes, and okay. So we were chosen as her godparents, but there were only a few people allowed to go to the ceremony. It was outdoors. Everyone was masked, and so it's neat. I mean, I was like, that's really neat, except that, you know, Mom left and went to the ceremony, and I got to put Hulk baby down last night. And
lucky.
And she'd had the biggest meltdown I think I've ever seen last night. No, two nights ago. So I was
when Nona first got there.
Even my mom was like, I thought you were going to put her down. I'm like, oh no. All right, I'll do it. I mean, sure. Yeah, I made her. I guess I have to at least, you know, take the first hit.
But you're here, Mom. So I thought that was why you came here. Put her down.
I'll say it's 8 o'clock. I bring her upstairs, and she's starting to give me that you know, whatever bit you want to call baby lip, which is the pushback.
Sure.
Which is the no. No, I'm not ready. And I'm like, oh, I got her in my arms. I'm like, I'm rocking you for a minute. I'm putting you down. I'm going to lay next to this. So I did it, and I laid there for, I want to say, and I'm sure, I know there's a camera in there, so I may even go back and look at the video. So I laid next to the bed while she tinkered with these two things, and I'm just like, oh my God, I got to get out of here. And I'm slowly inching my way towards the door on my butt, on my back. I'm laying down, and I'm just little by little, and I finally get to the door, and I'm like, holding my breath. It's this whole GD thing. Like, if I wake this kid up.
Oh, so she fell right to sleep.
No, not right to sleep. It took 30 minutes. But finally, as I'm inching my way a little at a time towards the door, I realized there's quiet from there. She's not moving. Let's just inch our way out of this room. And I pulled it. And
the parental butt scooch.
That's dude, funny. The triumph in me was like I won an Olympic, you know, medal or something. I walked out of there like the king of the world.
Oh, what time was this?
This was at started at like 7:45, and I was free around 8:15 or so.
Oh, boy. I do not miss those days.
I mean, I came out of there. I'm like, oh my God, I think I did it. But I didn't even want to do that, my celebration near the room.
You don't want to,
like,
jinx it, for God's sake.
Get down.
Well, she
the
was
damn
probably
hall.
So exhausted, right? After pitching a fit the last couple nights. Did you? Did she wake up after that?
No.
Oh, great news.
Still asleep now.
That's, oh, knock wood. Let's keep her sleeping.
Yes.
She needs it.
Oh, bless you. Uh oh.
Thank you.
Uh-oh.
Don't worry. Don't worry. It's just a sneeze. It's fine.
Can you smell this?
I can. Oh my God, that's stinky. Get that away from me.
No,
all right. KLLC, KLLZ, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hey, everybody, it's Hope Day. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.